Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good, good. I'm glad to see you're braving the elements coming in. It's cold out there.
Put the turtleneck back on today.
You thought you'd be done with that one for the year.
I did.
Bet. Wow. You know, it is. We were talking just before we went on the air here. People are still out ice fishing?
Yeah.
Man, I haven't even thought about that. I guess you can. The ice is probably still, I mean, you're past the point. You got to get all the ice houses
you have to have,
out.
Yeah, but they can still use portables, and you see some people sitting out there on the bucket or the chair and catching panfish. So,
have you had any problems with that yet?
Not yet, and I hope we don't. You know, we'll keep all of our dive rescue gear ready, but I hope it doesn't just, you know, especially along the shorelines, there's some, you know, starting to get the melting and everything, and now you're going to get some refreeze, and I don't know that it's going to be awesome ice there, so I really hope people aren't trying to drive out there, but, you know, we always tend to have one that will venture out and be a little more adventurous than the other guy.
We're just a few weeks away from the opener, fishing opener. Hopefully the ice will be out, though I do know I have some friends of mine that have cabins up north, and they said, no, it's likely that the ice won't be out.
Yeah, I think we're going to need Coast Guard ice cutters to get out there and break the ice up. Otherwise, it's not going to be a good opener.
Let's talk about some of the things going on in your office, and that is that involve the sheriff's office. You have a plan now for, you know, just last month, we saw a fatal accident on Interstate 35, and it really backed things up.
Right.
It was quite the mess. This, I'm sure, is not in particular response to that issue, but just getting some detours ready and plans ready is a good thing to do.
Right, yeah. This all started back in 2012 with MnDOT, and so all along the I-35 corridor, all the way to the Iowa border, we set up alternate emergency routes in case we have to shut the interstate down for more than 30 minutes. So this plan lays out where we're going to detour, and it's mostly on the county roads to keep traffic flowing. And what this is now, or what we're finally getting to, is once we sign this joint powers agreement with the state of Minnesota, they will put out signs on the county roads. For instance, County 46 is an alternate plan or alternate route, and it'll say I-35 emergency route. It'll have signage. So if you're detoured off the interstate and there's either going to be a MnDOT worker, a state trooper, a deputy sheriff saying, follow the signs, and then you follow the I-35 signs. So they'll be adjacent to, like, the County 46 sign or wherever it may be. And so we're hoping by June that all of these signs will be in place. We took it to the board last Tuesday and got that taken care of, and now it's just a matter of in 3 weeks I'll take it back to have them approve the joint powers agreement and sign that. So
now, does that come, the new signs, is that out of your budget? Is that
no,
somebody else's budget?
No, this comes out of the MnDOT budget.
All right.
And this, like I said, this started back, the meeting started back in 2012 between us, the State Patrol, and Rice County Highway Engineers, MnDOT engineers. And we made great progress, ready to do it, and it's like, oh, we don't have the money to put this. So MnDOT finally has the money to put the signage out there, and so they'll be doing that this summer.
Oh, that'll be very welcome. Is that just Rice County, or they?
No,
this
part
of the whole process for the whole
state. Yeah, this is Rice, Steele, Freeborn.
Okay,
so
all the way down the 35.
All the way down the 35 corridor. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Once again, Sheriff Troy Dunn is with us from Rice County. Let's talk about, you've had, it's getting to be the time of year where, like, property crimes start to increase a little bit more. Usually with the warmer weather, people get out more. You don't have to trudge through a bunch of snow to break into somebody's house.
Yeah.
Have you experienced that quite yet?
Or? You know, we've had a couple. We're not seeing a big pattern, but we have had a couple burglaries. So, and I did have a couple people ask, you know, what can we do to better fortify our house or our business? And so I give them a few tips, you know, and make it look like somebody's home, even when you're not. So if you're gone at night, leave a light on, leave a TV on. Utilize motion lights on the exterior of your house or business. And, you know, if you're going to, don't leave, I know this sounds, but it sounds strange, but we still have people that leave their house and they don't lock their door. They leave their keys in their cars. And that's what these thieves are looking for, you know, opportunity. And you look in and see keys in a car. Well, hey, I don't know how to hotwire a car, but I don't need to because the keys are there. Or if they go up and they try a door and it's unlocked, well, I'm just going to go in. You know, some people, if they know that nobody's home, they might kick in your door or break a window. But more times than not, they're just looking to find a residence that's uninhabited so that they can go in. They don't want to make noise and get in and out as quick as possible. They're going to look in the drawers. They're going to look in your closets, those kind of things. So, you know, don't leave large sums of money in that sock drawer where you like to stash your little things or whatever. You know, just try to do things that are going to help prevent yourself from being a victim. Locks, you can buy really cheap locks at a hardware store. I would say invest in a deadbolt that has at least a 1.5-inch to 2-inch throw, so it goes further into the door frame. Because if you get a 1/2-inch throw, you can, you know, maybe pick that with a screwdriver or a credit card. So there's things you can do to better prepare yourself. Security systems, I mean, you could go on and study security systems for days. You can spend a little bit and get an audible alarm that's hopefully going to scare somebody away, or you can go, you know, big time where it's monitored with cameras. You've got motion sensors. You've got sensors on doors and windows, so if there's any breakage, it's monitored by a company. They call somebody. You can go silent alarm. So if you're looking into security systems, I would say do your homework. Call a couple different vendors and let them show you what's out there. There's some reasonably priced things out there that can help, but again, most of these people aren't the professional criminals where they come in and they've got their backpack with the power drills and they're going to go in and drill into your safe and take it. You know, I tell people, utilize safe deposit boxes for your important things, or, you know, put your money in the bank. My own mom was just like, oh, you know, I just hate to have to go to the bank, get money. So she'll hide it somewhere. And I'm like, what if you have a fire? Or, you know, what if they go into the closet and they start, oh, look what I found. I got this nice chunk of money here. You know, I'm not going to ask you, Jeff, but a lot of people have little jars or bottles that they throw loose change in. And if you do that over a long period of time, that adds up. Well, if you walk in and they're right, you know, as soon as they walk into a bedroom, there sits a nice glass jar full of cash. What do you think they're going to take, you know?
Man, have you been looking in my windows or what?
Well, yes, because that's the next thing, Jeff. You need to pull your shades or your drapes so people can't see into your house and see the things that you have there in plain view. So that's another great thing, you know, because, you know, if you have a nice big window and they see your 60-inch TV and you're watching the Twins at night, they're like, huh, well, I know he goes to work early because he's on the radio. Well, I know I can be in and out with that TV in about 2 minutes, you know, and bring a good friend with me, and then they'll sell it. So, you know, there's things you can do to help prevent yourself from being a victim. When you buy those large items such as a TV, write the serial numbers down, take pictures, take video of those things, lock up your guns, keep them in gun safes. I recommend, you know, even if you don't own a gun safe is a nice thing to have in the house because they're fireproof, they're heat proof. You put things in there, they protect things. So, I've not seen a big gun safe carried out of a house on a burglary, but you can go to, say, Target or your local hardware store and buy those little safes, and one person can carry that. If you're going to buy a safe like that, secure it. You know, put it into a wall or fortify it into a closet or something like that so it's not easily carried out because people are like, oh, a safe. Oh, look at this. I can pick it up and carry it away. That's why a gun safe, that's what I use, and it's a great thing for not only guns but important papers, you know, precious coins, those things. Your little change jar.
Now, you'd mentioned one thing I want to elaborate on a little bit, the importance of marking down the serial numbers, taking a picture of the item that you had. You need those for not only insurance purposes, but, boy, how many times have you confiscated a bunch of goods from mm-hmm. a criminal's house. You know they're stolen,
yes,
but you don't know whose they are or what to do with it.
And that's the thing. To charge somebody with possession of stolen property, we need to say, yes, this is Jeff Johnson's fish finder, or this is Jeff Johnson's gun. Mm-hmm. If we don't have that serial number, you know, I mean, how many times you go to a hardware store and you buy, say, a Milwaukee or a DeWalt drill? Well, how many of those are out there right now? But if you engrave your initials on it somewhere mm-hmm. where only you know where it's at, or you get a serial number off it, now we say, hey, Jeff reported this stolen. Now we can charge this person. Because mm-hmm. otherwise, okay, is this yours? Do you have receipts? Nope. So then it goes into our evidence, and now there it sits, and
yeah.
you know, until somebody calls and reports it. So another quick tip I want to tell people about is on your landscaping outside your house, try to keep that cut down so you don't have a place where people can hide and conceal themselves outside of your house. You know, unfortunately, once in a while, we still have window peepers. Well, that's what they're looking for. You know, mm-hmm. I can hide in that bush and stand right outside that bathroom window or whatever. So, you know, cut those things down, get them back away from the house so that, you know, you can see what's actually out there. Again, the motion lights are a great tool to have. And, you know, the biggest thing I want to tell people is watch out for your neighbor. You know, if you're going to be gone, tell your neighbors, hey, I'm going to be gone. Somebody's going to be checking my house. This is the vehicle that they drive. If you see anything else there, call law enforcement. Contact your local law enforcement to ask for house checks. You know, the sheriff's office does house checks for rural residents. Let us know when you're going to be gone, who's going to be there, and a deputy will drive through and check it periodically. So it's always a great thing.
Yeah, you know, spring is a good time to go through all of those procedures. You just, yeah. you know, probably won't take all that long to go through that to make sure all the locks work, all the doors and everything. Mm-hmm. And boy, it can really just pay off. Just,
right.
just take a check, take an inventory, and as you'd mentioned before, most criminals are not the cat burglars
right.
you see on TV. They're yes. just somebody who sees an opportunity and needs some money because yeah. they're in a spot.
You know? Bet. Yeah. You bet. And you know better than anybody else around your house, you know, what looks normal. If something just doesn't seem right or doesn't look right, you know, call. We'd rather have you call and err on the side of caution to find out that, hey, their grandson's visiting from somewhere else, doesn't have a key or whatever, and then that's why they were crawling in the window.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you see somebody pull up, they back in the driveway, and they're making a couple trips in and out of the house, and, you know, call, and we'd rather come there and find that, you know, it is a friend or a family member helping move, but unfortunately, that has happened where people said, oh, look, the neighbor got a new truck. Oh, I wonder what they're bringing out of the house now. They must be, you know, getting rid of that. And
mm-hmm.
then find out later that they were getting burglarized and the neighbor watched the whole thing and just didn't think of calling. So please
wow.
call and do those tips. If you have any questions, don't be afraid to call the sheriff's office or your local police department. The officers will be more than happy to help you with security tips and things like that to help you keep from being a victim of a crime.
All right.
So,
Sheriff Dunn, anything else you'd like to mention while we have you here?
Well, I think we're going to have at least one more snow event, Jeff. So just a quick reminder, tell everybody to drive carefully in the bad roads. We had a couple rollovers and crashes yesterday and the day before. So, you know, let's drive cautiously so we make it into the spring.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. Another snow event is on the way. Just what we wanted to
I
have.
I hope I'm wrong.
Sheriff, thank you so much for joining
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Jeff.
Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota. News with a side of sports with Care 11's Tim McNiff is on the way. Terry's up next with local news.
Do you have an old junker car in the garage or